Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. It's Christy McVeigh on voice. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. And while you're there, type in Wally Bach into the search engine, and you can see all the things that Wally has talked about with us over the years. While you're at my website, don't forget to check out the video, take the poll question, subscribe to my newsletter. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something for you there. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Wally, thanks again for hanging out with us. Wally Bach, folks, the author of Net Income and Cyber Power for Your Business, for Business, plus other books that he's helped other people write, because that's what he does. He's a ghostwriter. He says his website is writingabookwithwally.com. It doesn't get any more intuitive than that. Wally, we talked in the previous segment about the fact that publishing these days is not like it used to be. When your first book came out, you had to send up your manuscript off to publishers and hope somebody picked it up. Thankfully, they did, and they anointed you as an author. But today, you don't have to do that, do you?
No, you don't. And that's gotten a little bit harder than it used to be. But right. Today, if you've got a computer, pretty much you can produce copy. I mean, you were talking about getting somebody to help you lay it out. Mm-hmm. There are devices now where if you can lay it out in Word and stuff, yeah. You can do the basic stuff entirely on your computer.
Well, in fact, some of the e-book formats require you to send it to them in Word.
Yes, that's also true. Yeah. And there's now this whole industry of preparing electronic books. Mm-hmm.
But let's move on to getting it out of their head. That's what this segment's about. How do they do when you work with people? As a ghostwriter or as a co-author, talk to us about the people that have asked you to help them because they know they have something to say. They just don't know how to get it out of their body.
Yeah, let me give you two examples. There's a woman named Susan Finnerty up in Chicago who's just published a book called Master the Matrix. And her principle is, you might want to have her on the show, by the way, mm-hmm. Her principle is, no matter what kind of organization you're in today, whether they call it a matrix organization or not, you're really in one because people have multiple bosses mm-hmm. and challenges and stuff. She's a great consultant. I mean, she knew her material cold.
Right.
What she didn't know how to do was get that into language that people would read.
Mm-hmm.
So we did a couple of things. One is she did some original research for the book, and that gave her both new insights and interview story type things that she could use in the book itself.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I got her to do is I got her to start writing a draft of the book. And that sounds counterintuitive. I mean, we think that you want to plan it first and then write it. But that was what Peter Drucker used to do. Peter Drucker would write an entire book and then throw that draft away. Because now he knew what he needed to learn, what he needed to find out, and had a sense of language, so he could go back to writing.
Mm-hmm.
So the big thing that most people have to do is they've got in their head expertise. It's in their own language. To get it out, they need. What I usually do with them is have them do stories.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best stories
Just tell stories.
Right, and in fact, I will tell a lot of clients, don't outline. Collect the stories you want to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll string them together.
Right. And a story could be three paragraphs.
A story sometimes is even less than that. It's just a little vignette.
Maybe a story idea. Or maybe you write down story ideas that you know you can tell whenever you need to.
And in fact, if you do a book, Jim, and you know this because you also speak on the topic that you write about, when you've got the book out there and people ask you to speak, what you do on the platform is you tell the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So collecting them for the book ultimately also makes you a better speaker.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so, folks, the thing is this is a, you know, this is a meal you don't eat all at once. You can't, you know, it's too big. It's too big a buffet. You gotta take it one bite at a time. And if you need some help, you there are people out there who can help you. We've had, you know, Wally, a number of our Brain Trust members are ghostwriters. Wally is one of the good ones. And so, the thing that I think people need to realize is that the written word, there are things that need to be applied to the written word that you can't get, that you can get away with without having those in the spoken word.
Spoken
conversation, the written word has to have more, there are more rules and laws, so to speak, in the written word to make it interesting, to make it something that's called publishing, isn't it?
That's that whole process.
Editing
of bringing it together.
Yeah.
The other thing that I hear a lot is, well, you know, I do seminars on this stuff, so why don't we'll just transcribe the seminars and turn that into a book.
Mm-hmm.
And that is probably the most dangerous bad
right.
idea out there.
But,
because as you know, when you're in the seminar,
right.
you do things differently.
One thing I want to say, we're almost out of time, Wally. One thing I want to make sure people realize, and I think you'll agree with me, a ghostwriter doesn't write your book for you. A ghostwriter helps you write your book.
That's correct. That's the best distinction that I think I've ever heard on that on that word, too.
Yeah. So check that out, folks. WritingABookWithWally.com. Check Wally out. Go to check out some others and see what you think. I recommend Wally. Wally, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Take care. Wally Bach, folks, he'll be back. I will be too after these messages. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.